Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves. Recognize it in a flawless fit and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. That kind of quality doesn't happen by accident. It happens with imagination, creativity, and intention. At Coldwater Creek, it's the design standard we've honored for over 40 years. Our rich mountain heritage has shaped how we think about clothing from the very beginning, with a commitment to quality that never quits. Exceptional fabrics, considered design, silhouettes we've made our own. The signature touches that set each piece apart and styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Action. I like that. I like the countdown. Makes me feel like we're doing something exciting, which we are, of course, this podcast. Tom, pray tell, how are you, love?
Well, I'm fine. You didn't do hello and like, well, welcome to Like My Own Friends.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I do forget that people listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susan Ruffle. That's not my name.
And me, Thomas Allen. But no, you're not a Susan, are you?
I'm not a Susan.
Susan, I think.
Do you think?
No, I think
like,
so.
Like Susan Sarandon.
Like Susan Sarandon. Suze, we were thinking of you last night because we watched a film called Four Seasons. Have you ever seen it? Tina Fey's just done a series version of it.
No, I haven't, but I feel like I'd love it.
I think you would really like it. There's nothing particularly relevant about it. It's about three older couples who are friends and go on holiday in each of the four seasons over a year. I think it's over a year. And it's about how their relationships change. And that's it, basically. But they're sort of... Well, I say older couples. I'm like, these people are so old. They must be
they're
in their 60s. They, at one point, he said, you're 43. What are you going to do? Start having... It's like, oh, my God. I thought, like, these old people, they're so funny. They're the same age as me. So, but they were... It was really good. And Carol Burnett is in it. Do you know Carol Burnett?
Personally.
She reminds me of you.
What? Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that for me.
I thought you'd be pleased.
I love Carol Burnett. Yeah, she's brilliant.
I don't know much about her.
Well, she was just sort of one of the pioneers of women in comedy, wasn't she? She had her own show in America, and I think she may be the first woman to have a... I'm so sorry. Excuse my sneeze.
To have an allergic reaction.
The first woman to have an allergic reaction to you.
Goodness. Oh, my God.
To
it
Zoom.
Happens a lot, actually.
To Zoom calls.
More than you'd realise. Oh.
But yeah, I just think she's kind of fabulous. She's very physical as well, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's really good with her body. You know, she really commits to bits.
Yes, that's true, actually.
Which, of course, I love.
You'd like this film. It's just very... It's on...
Okay, great.
Netflix.
Who's in it? Who are these old people that are in it?
So old. Well... Sandy Dennis, who you may know from Who's Afraid of Virginia
Woolf? One Foot in the Grave? No.
No. Similar.
Sorry, I was just trying to think of something that was quite an old TV show because you're saying how old these people are.
Yes, so old. Sandy Dennis and Alan Alda, who's been in so many things, and he writes and directs this, and he's also in 30 Rock. And
yes, he's very chic.
Very,
very. Very chic people.
Very, yeah, very nice. It was very good.
I'm pleased.
I think you might like it. It's quite a nice autumnal sort of watch.
Love an autumnal watch, me. Love an autumnal watch.
Have you been? You had a nice week?
Yeah, I've been sort of here, there and everywhere. I've been home a lot at my mum and dad's. Been here a lot at my actual home. Been doing a bit of writing.
Good. Oh, good.
I've got a couple of tour shows left, so...
Great.
Seems getting ready great. For those as well. Yes, you know, yes. Travel, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to Dublin and Belfast next week.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
and
nice.
And I'm going to Edinburgh and Glasgow the week after.
Oh, that's great.
Now, I would say of these shows, they are the places that people said... When I put my tour on sale, why aren't you coming to Dublin? Why aren't you coming to Glasgow? Why aren't you coming to Edinburgh? Why aren't you coming to Belfast? And to those people, I would say, now is your time to book a ticket because I have booked those in for you.
Okay, okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We're not in dire straits, but I'd be very pro it being a bit fuller. But it's always the way, isn't it? The one where people go, why aren't you going to Dublin? Why aren't you coming to Ireland? You can't say it's a UK tour if you don't come to Edinburgh. And then you put it on sale, of course, and people go, I've decided not to come.
Well, maybe they just need to be reminded, I'm
maybe
sure.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do.
Yes.
Here is my reminder to you.
About it. Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, well, that'll be a nice little trip. Are you able to make both of those into a little trip, a little sojourn?
They're sort of going to be more of a pop.
They're a pop in. Okay.
More of a pop than a trip.
Okay.
But I'm sure I'll have a lovely time. I really like Ireland.
Of course, yeah.
I love Galway in particular. You been to Galway?
Ooh, oh, it's lovely. I've never been to Galway.
Oh, the music. Every pub you go into, someone's playing a fiddle. I absolutely love Irish music.
Do you?
Irish music, yeah.
Oh, would you play a folk instrument, do you think?
Well, I did this sort of TV internet show that was about Ireland. It was, you know, like one of those shorts.
Oh, I remember doing that. You did it with somebody.
I did it with a lovely comedian called Sean, who is Irish. Yeah, we went all over Ireland. And one of the things we did, we went to Galway to listen to the music. And I played a Baron.
Did you indeed? My goodness.
And let me tell you, I have found with the Baron, the pre-drink, not great at it.
Okay, but after?
After a Guinness and a half.
Great at it.
I was really good.
Okay.
That wrist really loosened.
Gets into it. Oh, yeah.
It was great fun.
That. It was just like tap, isn't it? But with your hands.
Listen, it's tap with your hands. Not enough people say that, but it's true.
It is true. I do think any kind of percussion instrument is very difficult. And do you remember when we filmed with Joel Dommett on the comedy bus all those years ago?
Yes.
And I had a go at the drums, because I think he plays the drums.
Yeah. I think so.
Absolutely impossible. Like, to play the drums, I did not understand how people do it.
No, I don't. Well, it's sort of, you're one rhythm with one hand and one rhythm with another.
That's right.
But surely you must do that with the piano.
Yeah, but not to the same extent, I would say. And not with your feet as well, unless you're playing an organ.
No, that's true.
It was just so involved.
It's very involved, isn't it?
Very complicated. I had a newfound respect for drummers. No wonder they look so sort of angry.
Well, yeah, they're so cross. They're just trying to keep a number of rhythms in their head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. A hi-hat. Tss, 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 oh. You know, that sort of thing.
Different to top
that's
hat.
Top hat. No, they don't have a top hat. They should do, shouldn't they? That's what it's called, a hi-hat. But, you know, but it's got a bit gloomy, hasn't it, Suze? It's gone very autumnal.
But I don't mind it, you know.
I don't mind it either.
I don't mind it. My garden was a thirsty girl.
Oh, the grass has bounced right back here.
Has it?
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, that's good to see. I went out yesterday morning and there was quite a bit that just needed a pruning.
Oh, right.
There was quite a bit that I thought, I think we've got everything we can out of you. I had some sunflowers that had done very well and all of a sudden they were brown and they'd fallen over. And I thought,
now
is the time.
The squirrels and things like them, don't they? They like the sunflower seeds.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's what I've noticed. They like to rip off the head of a sunflower and take it for themselves.
I went out yesterday and I had a good old trim back of everything. And then today the heavens have opened and actually that's kind of ideal for me.
Perfect, isn't it? Really?
To give it a really good water.
Yeah. Oh, great.
But it feels a bit stressful.
I do like it.
It feels a bit stressful. No, not the weather. More just the heat and then like heavy downpours and then, you know, that it's so changeable.
It is changeable this time of year, though, isn't it?
I suppose so. I suppose it's always been. Obviously, part of me will fall into the anxiety trap of it's the beginning of the end, the world's ending, we don't deserve anything nice. You know, the classic.
Yes, of course.
You know, the world's going to burn and we're all going to have to work out how to play with fire and da-da-da-da-da.
I know that is very daunting. I think it's easy. I know it's easier said than done, but there's only so much we can do, isn't there? I know that sounds very...
For sure.
You know, but there's only so much we can do.
Yeah, I don't know how much I can do other than in my little patch of the world.
Well, yes. And I think it does take some leadership from company bosses.
I don't think that I can change fossil fuels.
You know, I think if they were being a bit more prefect about it and a bit more sort of considered about it. I think it's a bit like things like AI. Mm. People are like, oh, you shouldn't use AI because it uses up so much water. But you do realize there are big companies that use whole systems all the time. Like it's just an individual going, I just want to look at my kitchen in a different color. It's not quite fair to go. And you are the reason that all this has happened.
Yeah, it's like when people will say, you know, well, you mustn't go on holiday, you mustn't fly. And you go, well, I don't know. I think me being one of 250 people on a flight somewhere is kind of different to like a billionaire with a private jet going to, I don't know, going to the Isle of Man so that
Davos.
You can get out of tax.
Yeah. exactly, yeah.
It's very different.
Mm, very different indeed. So, yeah, I think that it's sometimes put upon us. And of course, it's good for us all to be engaged in it, of course. But I think sometimes the sense of like, and it's all our fault, is a little misplaced, I would say.
Yeah. Who do you think sort of begins that sort of blame rumour? Do you think it starts from like the fossil fuel companies going, it's actually not us. It's because Tom keeps seeing what his kitchen would look like in a different colour using AI.
I don't actually do that because we've actually just repainted it, so we don't need to.
Sorry, but, Tom. Sorry.
And I've actually just put the new knobs on.
Oh.
I've just gone with the new knobs, but okay. I haven't committed.
What colours?
It's actually a matte bronze, I think, or an aged bronze or something.
Nice.
Essentially black.
You love the bronze knobs. Age.
I love the bronze age, so that's perfect for me.
Mm.
We have to order two more. I left two off.
Oh, that's annoying.
Slightly more difficult to replace because there's a rack on the back of the door, which needs to be removed. Anyway, that's not what it's about.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves. Recognize it in a flawless fit and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. That kind of quality doesn't happen by accident. It happens with imagination, creativity, and intention. At Coldwater Creek, it's the design standard we've honored for over 40 years. Our rich mountain heritage has shaped how we think about clothing from the very beginning. With a commitment to quality that never quits. Exceptional fabrics, considered design, silhouettes we've made our own. The signature touches that set each piece apart and styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I sometimes think, though, is it a natural human proclivity for self-flagellation? There, I've said it.
A natural human proclivity for Gosh, do you know, like, you sound,
you know,
so
like,
smart.
I do know big words, but
big
not
words.
Really meaning anything. But just as in, like, for example, you know, there was a time when people would interpret a lot of religion to be a lot of, like, doomsaying and the end is nigh and you're all sinners.
Yes. And... Oh, yes. You know, when you start, you know, at Catholic school, they sort of go, you know, Jesus died for your sins. And you sort of go, I'm 11. I don't know what I've done.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Yes. It's an interesting human concept. I guess it must have developed at some level to be like protective or to sort of push us to self-reflect or something in some primal way. But I think it is a sort of instinct that everybody's sort of feeling. You know, that's not to say that we shouldn't engage with things as well.
Well,
I'm not saying that.
I know.
You know, I don't want people to go like, this is exactly what we don't need is people disengaging from this conversation.
We are both engaged in this conversation.
We are engaged, no question.
But we're saying maybe, you know, this company's doing lots of terrible big things and maybe they are the people.
Well, it would be nice if they showed maybe some leadership, but I'm sure they have pressures of their own. But it'd be nice if they did.
Sure.
Because as well, I think, well, I don't know, I like to see things, I like to try and see things in detail and nuance.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, you know that.
It's not helpful, I realise, but, you know, maybe somebody, I think there's a sense of like, sorry.
No, I'm agreeing with you. That's why I keep interrupting you, sorry.
No, it's very rude. Well, I mean, I've just talked a lot.
I don't want people to write underneath our podcast, oh, stop interrupting each other.
We don't do that though.
I don't think so, but some people love to complain, don't they?
They get agitated about that sort of thing. But no. Well, I think it's good to be aware. It's good to do a bit. But as well, at the same time, it would be nice to look to leadership to lead.
I do sometimes think that when I'm washing out a yogurt pot.
Exactly.
You know, I think, I wonder how much this is doing when sort of the water companies are dumping sewage into the sea every day.
Things like that. You could just throw your yogurt pot in. They'd probably be quite glad of that.
Well, yeah, might catch something disgusting.
Might catch some of the sewage, exactly, yeah. So that's good, isn't it? Something to think about.
Something to think about, everyone. Anyway, I will continue washing my yogurt pot because, as you know, I like the rules.
Well, yes, we do all like rules, and I think that's good. It's very good.
They keep us safe.
They keep us safe. Exactly. That same sort of thinking. Absolutely. You're quite right. And I think, as well, I do say this, I think quite a lot on this podcast, but when the seasons change, it's good to be aware of our feelings because sometimes our feelings do reflect our environment.
Yes. I feel quite ready for a shift to things a bit slower.
Oh, lovely. This is why you like this film, actually. Four Seasons. Because I found it very, like, it was made in 1980 or 81. It represents a sort of slower pace of life in a time when people seem to have a bit more space to, there's still drama in it, but there's still space for people to just be a bit more and reflect. Whereas I feel like now we're like, watch reality shows and get stressed.
Yes. I'm really trying to be sort of mindful of that because I find that I will really sort of fantasize about time off. When I'm in one of those really busy phases, or indeed like during the summer holidays when it's like, okay, so I'm spinning the plate for work, but also my daughter's off school, so we're doing that, and also I want to be doing fun stuff, but then I don't want to spoil her. And then, and you know, you're just doing lots and lots and lots of things. And then I'll go, oh, do you know what, we'll get to autumn. Although I do feel like since I don't know, for the last 10 years, I've been saying next month everything chills out. Yeah. But I hoped that in the autumn, after having such a sort of busy touring schedule, I would have time at home to sort of work on a new writing project. And I'm now doing that, which is great. But then I have the, oh God, you're not busy enough. You're not doing enough. You're not being, you know, and it's so, that's what I'm trying to be sort of aware of in like the seasons are changing. I'm having more time at home. I'm allowed to do something different. I'm allowed to have time to breathe. It's okay that if my life doesn't feel like it's 100 miles an hour going here, doing that, doing a gig, being on stage, being off stage, you know, and it's quite, you've got to really remind yourself that like, oh, you fantasized about this a little while ago. Now enjoy it rather than seeing a change of gear as some sort of reflection on how well you're doing or how, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, Suze, of course.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I think, I was thinking about this the other day, maybe this is a heavy thing to say, but I remember as a kid, like when my nan came around on a Sunday afternoon, I'd be like, you've got to enjoy this time because your nan is older and you've got to enjoy this time. And I would beat myself up so much about it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in the moment, as people would say.
Sure.
And so I did kind of, you know, but I still struggle with that now, exactly perhaps as you're saying, like that sense of, you've got a day off, what are you going to do? Let's have fun, rather than, you've got a day off, why aren't you making the best of it and creating memories and doing this? And like, think about. And so I think it's, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, is what I'm saying. I suppose we put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
Yeah. And you say about that movie, I wonder if there was, I wonder, and listen, people, do reach out and tell me I'm wrong. But were people was there the same amount of pressure, do you think, you know, 20 years ago? Was it, do you think part of it is about the fact that everything is accessible and everything is constantly shareable? And do you know what I mean? And like you're saying about sort of reality shows and living your best life and being a girl boss. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like that, but I might be, again, you know, kind of sentimental thing. It might be a
perception
thing. And
I wonder if people that were our age 25 years ago would go, oh no, we felt that, you just didn't know about it because you were 10.
Yes. Or so when we talk to our parents, they're like, oh, why don't you just enjoy things, come on, it's going well, why don't you do this, why do you do that? I wonder if there has been an extra level of stress in a way. I don't know.
I was talking to my mom about this the other day, and she was saying that she felt like, now when she looks back, when I was a child, like, my mum is so house proud and our house would always be like, everything was so cleaned, like it was I think it's kind of like a control thing, but you know, it's
right,
you know, like all of us, we all have these little things. And you know, someone said to her once, oh, you've got the, don't laugh, the shiniest knocker on the road, because mum would always be out there with the Brasso.
Lovely though, isn't it?
And it's, that Brasso smells really good.
Really good.
Really reminds me of my childhood. But I was talking to my mum the other day and she went, oh, I wish that I hadn't been so obsessed with like the house being just so, and, you know, everything being done to, you know, and I wish I'd just relaxed a bit more. And so I suppose in everyone's own little way, they may have had similar feelings.
I'm sure. And that, I suppose that's fundamentally the best way to, I think, to reflect, is that actually, you know, like, nothing is as perfect as we see it on the screen, whether that's the TV screen or the phone screen. And I think that we put ourselves under pressure, and then it's that never helps either. Just actually, however you feel is enough. Whatever you do is enough. It's hard.
Well, Tom, I was most inspired by you.
God, why?
I've cleaned out the cupboard that is so... So, you know, the cupboard in my kitchen, it's where our boiler is, which is confusing because I think boilers should be upstairs, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, there's our boiler's in the kitchen, and there's a cupboard, and it had really become the place where I would just shove things.
Of course, we'll have that.
You know, the shoving cupboard. And so it was shoved full of things, you know, like a dog coat that doesn't fit the dog anymore, but was too good to throw out. But then you go, is there secondhand shops for dogs?
You bet there are.
I'm sure. And so I kept looking at it and I thought, this can't go on. So I took everything off all of the shelves. We've got a toolbox. Thank you. Organised everything in the toolbox.
Of course.
Organised all the screws and picture hooks and things. Put them all in their right little areas. Just... really simple, you know, made sure the steamer and the iron were next to each other, so we know where they live.
Suddenly
made sure all the vases are together. I realized there was a vase that I had broken ages ago, and I had just put it on a shelf because I clearly thought in that moment, I can't deal with this right now, so I'm gonna have to hide you. And I hid it so well, I hid it from myself.
That's very good, very natural.
And so I looked at it, I thought of your kitchen drawer and the joy it gave you.
Yeah, it does all the time.
And it probably took me an hour. And I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Yeah, but once you get into it and sorting through and being a bit ruthless, sending stuff on its journey.
Yeah, I was ruthless.
Absolutely. Good for you.
It's very good.
Jeez, that's great.
No, do you know, and it really, really, really reminded me of how much I'm not using the juicer that when I bought it, I promised Alice I was going to use every day of the year. And I'm not using the air fryer nearly as much as I hope to. But listen, we're all doing our best.
We're all doing our best, Suze.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves. Recognize it in a flawless fit and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. That kind of quality doesn't happen by accident. It happens with imagination, creativity, and intention. At Coldwater Creek, it's the design standard we've honored for over 40 years. Our rich mountain heritage has shaped how we think about clothing from the very beginning. With a commitment to quality that never quits. Exceptional fabrics, considered design, silhouettes we've made our own. The signature touches that set each piece apart and styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, I know what you mean about things like that. It's very easy to acquire stuff, but you know, maybe you can find a way to use it.
Maybe we can. Maybe we can. Found some wine that someone had brought round. I don't think it's great wine. Oh. I'm going to make a sauce with it. Listen, you know, we can do things.
We can do things like this. This is what life is all about. And using things, and yeah, it's a nice thing. I think that sort of stuff is quite grounding. I know people say ground, all these terms get used a lot, don't they? But that sort of simple task is quite grounding, you know, is kind of, and I've got a lot of things I put in this sort of memory box, which I don't know quite when I'm going to reflect
is
on.
Is that in case you get some sort of dementia?
Back of a boat and was it Private Benjamin? Oh no, not what's the Goldie Hawn film? She has a super yacht and she falls off the back of it and she
can't remember anything.
Can't remember and then she goes to live with the builder.
Love Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, great film.
Such a great character actress and so beautiful but so relatable.
Funny. Relatable.
You know, she's such a stunner and then she's so funny and ridiculous. She seems like a real laugh.
Oh yeah. Oh, she just
like the film 50 First Dates. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, that sounds familiar. What's that about?
It was one of those movies that I had I remember having it on DVD when I had one of those TV DVD combis.
Oh, Susie, you were living.
I really was living. That was when I first went off to drama school. And I had a collection. So only 100 years ago. And I had I just had a few DVDs. You know, again, we talk about these sort of things all the time, but we have, you know, access of everything now, don't we?
Whereas it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I sort of had I had Bridget Jones's Diary. I had 50 First Dates. I had one series of Sex and the City.
Of course.
One series of Friends. And I think but I just took, you know, I was moving into a bedroom that had a single bed in it. Mm. And a desk, and that was it. And that's where I was living for a year. And so, you can't take everything. And so I took these DVDs. And 50 First Dates is a film with Drew Barrymore, who is an actress I love, and Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
And she, See, I've seen it so many times, but I can't actually remember how she hurts herself. She hurts herself somehow and she loses her memory. She gets sort of a type of amnesia. Mm-hmm. And so every morning her husband has to play her this, who is Adam Sandler, has to play her this video of her life to bring her up to date. Because every morning she wakes up and she doesn't remember anything. So like she wakes up and she immediately hits her husband because she can't remember who he is. Yeah, exactly. Oh. But they've been married for like 10 years. Anyway, it's there was something about, you know, that a film that has that sort of, that repetitive thing that you...
Oh, yeah, very soothing.
Yeah. Say, oh, very Practical soothing. Magic, the new one's coming out. Alice and I said, that's when we're actually going to have to get a babysitter and go to the cinema to watch it.
Yeah, right. Oh, that would be a nice thing to go and see. Those sort of cosy films.
Yeah.
It's nice. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yes. But you know, it's really interesting because I watch that now with my daughter. And, you know, sometimes we'll say like, oh, the new so-and-so movie is on Disney Plus. Or, you know, we can, let's watch that. Or I keep trying to get her to watch My Neighbor Totoro because I think she'll love it. But she only likes watching things where she knows what happens because she's...
I'm the same.
She gets panicked.
I watch Downton Abbey over and over again.
She gets panicked about the peril.
Right,
there's always peril in kids' films. But we have to say to her, you know, what happens at the end of kids' films, everything turns out okay. You know, that's the thing you've got to remember in kids' films. But you know, I think that it's very usual for children to do that. But also I think even as a grown-up, I find that so relatable.
Yeah,
The soothing of that repetitive thing is just so satisfying, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Tom, let's do recommendations. Should we both recommend?
What a great idea. What, of autumnal films?
Autumnal films or a book that you've gone back to more than once.
Oh.
That you found sort of soothing in some way or another.
What a great idea. Well, you go first. What would you say?
Okay, for a book, although it's sad. Oh, do you know what? My book and my movie are going to be the same thing.
Okay, what are they?
Little Women. So the book Little Women, and then I actually haven't seen the Greta Gerwig version, and I'm sure I'd love it. But for that sort of comfort of something that you sort of know, the Susan Sarandon and Winona Ryder and a very young Kirsten Dunst and Claire Danes, that version of it, which I guess is like the 90s, I watched that ad nauseum so much.
Lovely shout. Lovely shout there.
So I would say if you're wanting to just feel, just have a little moment in another time.
Yeah.
Just have a little respite from everything and you want to cozy down.
Oh, I'd like to do that. Okay.
Either the book or the movie.
My film, I think, is Clue. You know, the one with the late Tim Curry.
I don't know that film.
Very silly sort of caper. Sort of, it's very camp,
Okay.
sort of film. Flames. Oh, over her face. It's one of the bits. It's one of the bits.
Okay, I'd love
fans
it.
Fans may enjoy. And then books. Well, it's a bit basic, I suppose, but I do like Gatsby. I think I'll go back to Gatsby.
Sure. And Gatsby's quite short, isn't it? So it doesn't feel sometimes when look at those classic novels, you know, when it's like
too long, too much.
The 100 novels you need to read in your lifetime, first of all, you really don't read what you want.
And they're always 19th century ones. Oh, well, people didn't have anything else to do, did they?
No. And I don't think. I don't know that I'll ever read War and Peace. And I don't know.
It's a good
and I think that's probably fine.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you have a great autumnal read or watch and you want to share it, and you'd like to share it with the group, reach out. Get in touch.
Yeah. I'd love that.
Me too.
Suze, I just wanted to say, I think you would have got this too. Thank you. This is, I think, a little gift we were sent from somebody. Where is it? Were you sent this?
Yes, I was. But I think I have yours.
Oh, well, I haven't opened it. Yes, this one says Susie.
I have yours. Open it. I have yours. And then we'll swap when we see them. Can you mention who it's from?
Yes. Thank you so much for keeping me company in the studio. I hope these mugs keep you hydrated whilst you are writing books, stand up or podcasting. Your like-minded friend, Libby. Bye, 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 bye.
Libby, I love it so much. But I have Tom's.
Oh, well, we can swap these back.
That's
no problem.
Fine. We can swap it.
Oh,
or I can just have a mug with Tom on. I feel very happy with that.
I wouldn't mind. Oops. Oh, it's wrapped very beautifully.
Very beautifully.
Very beautifully.
So, as was mine.
Right. There's lots of... Sorry, I didn't know if this was something to do with...
No, it's fine. Is this AMSR?
Oh, yes, I think it might be.
SMA? It's
small, medium, large.
Small, medium, large, yeah.
What is this? And so I've got inside the box now. Lovely blue paper. Light blue, sky blue. A lot of ruffling. Rustling, rather. Oh, and a bit more paper inside.
Oh, it's like you're doing a solo.
Oh.
Pass the parcel.
It's beautifully wrapped, as I say. Beautiful. Oh, it's a... Oh. And yes,
it's a keep cup.
I've got Susie's one. But that's beautiful. A lovely ceramic keep cup with a grippy handle and lid so I could take it out and about. Oh, Susie, we must swap back to our normal ones. Yes,
we must swap back. Also, I thought that would be really good when you have a cup of tea and you take it to sit down and write. And then keep the lid on because it keeps it hotter for longer.
What a good idea.
Isn't it lovely?
What a lovely thing. Thank you for that, Libby.
Yes, we do appreciate that massively, Libby, and we will swap back.
Libby Ballard, thank you.
Thank you, Libby Ballard.
Libby Ballard Ceramics. Okay. And thank you very much.
Tom, we must go.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure as ever.
It has been such a lovely catch-up, Suze. Thank you. And, you know, enjoy this autumn weather. Go for a nice crisp walk or something.
Yes. And if you're feeling a bit low, don't be too hard on yourself.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
You know.
Good advice. Do something nice. I mean, sometimes people say, just do something nice that makes you feel nice. Sometimes it's quite difficult to access that, I find. But maybe we've helped you prepare for it.
Maybe the 90s remake of Little Women.
Yeah, 90s remake. Yeah, exactly.
Right. If I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze. Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye for now. Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves. Recognize it in a flawless fit and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. That kind of quality doesn't happen by accident. It happens with imagination, creativity, and intention. At Coldwater Creek, it's the design standard we've honored for over 40 years. Our rich mountain heritage has shaped how we think about clothing from the very beginning. With a commitment to quality that never quits. Exceptional fabrics, considered design, silhouettes we've made our own. The signature touches that set each piece apart and styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.